The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
All right, you sick, twisted jackholes. It is, ironically, National Alabama Day.
Alabama!
I kid you
Wasn't
not.
Wasn't that yesterday?
No, it's...
There we go. Okay, threw the bell at me.
I broke it. Alabama was, in what order did it join the Union? I'll give you a hint. It's in the 20s.
23rd.
Close. 22nd state to join the Union.
Look at that. I'm pretty good.
Played pivotal roles in U.S. history, scientific advancements, and its magnificent landscapes.
Alabama is pretty.
It's a very pretty state.
You ever been there? State of Alabama?
I used to live right above it.
When I think scientific advancement, though, I don't think Alabama.
Whoa. You should go there sometime.
I'm surprised there.
Yes. It's a very, very nice state. Time for a Bitcoin update.
Bitcoin update.
All right, and because this thing changes so often, and it's a good thing I checked. This morning at 4, it was 17,000. Now it is 16,888. Litecoin is at 308. What a volatile market this is.
It's for real.
Up and down. And obviously, I don't have enough to retire yet because I'm still here. Breaking news. First, it was Charlie Rose, and now, guess who's next?
Who?
Our second PBS talk show host has been suspended following sexual misconduct. Effective today,
wow.
That was yesterday, PBS indefinitely suspended distribution of Tavis Smiley.
I did see this.
I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of job openings out there. This is
not a great opportunity
for anybody coming up in radio and TV and media. I mean, get your reel together.
Just
and
make
start
sure you've never done
out.
The old hunka hunka, and you're good. Or, if there are now, I was going to say if there are no pictures, it doesn't even matter if you have pictures of somebody doing the hunka hunka.
No, it does not. No, it does not. The days of joking around about accused, but never convicted.
No more joking.
I mean, accused, never convicted.
Yeah,
long.
All
gone.
They have to do is say it now. PBS engaged an outside law firm to conduct an investigation immediately after learning of troubling allegations against Mr. Smiley. The inquiry uncovered multiple credible allegations of conduct that is inconsistent with the values and standards of PBS. And I've read the values and standards of PBS up and down. I've read those over and over. It's amazing. They say they found credible allegations that Smiley had engaged in sexual relationships with multiple subordinates. It doesn't say whether it was at the same time, however. Multiple subordinates. I mean, who hasn't wanted to have
relations with multiple
subordinates?
And it was consensual?
It does not say that. Some witnesses interviewed expressed concern that their employment status was linked to the status of a sexual relationship with Smiley.
Did they think that? Although it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
World, but did they think that or did he say that?
If it hurt their feelings and they thought it, it's kind of crazy.
He was my boss and he told me I had to have sex with them, so I did.
They say he...
Man, what?
They also accused him of being a verbally abusive and threatening workplace environment.
Oh, did somebody tell you that you had to do something at your job?
I know.
I'm about at the end. I'm about at the end. I mean, I don't want anything bad to happen to him. He's a dirtbag. You know, if he treated people, if he really did expect these females or males, whoever it was, to have sex with them, to have a job, he deserves to be gone.
Absolutely. I agree with
you. But to be hollered and yelled and screamed at work, guess what? That's work.
My boss used to throw coffee cups.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you didn't duck, you got hit with
the coffee cup. I know. I mean,
I had one boss who told me daily, I'm going to fire you tomorrow. I am firing you
I
tomorrow.
Hate bosses like that, actually.
I don't like them either.
There's a lot of bosses that feel like you should always be for fear of losing your job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't work well that way.
No, but it does toughen you up.
Yes,
I mean, look at us. Tough guy.
Right.
ABC has canceled a show, pulled it from their schedule.
Right.
The network has ended its relationship with one of the show's judges. This is a show you've probably seen. The Great American Baking Show.
I love The Great American Baking Show.
Have you seen
my
it?
Favorite show.
I've never said. Why did that not surprise me?
Of course I have.
Light in
my
light
daughter,
of
my daughter forces me to watch that from time to time.
I've never
She's
seen it.
She's a female.
It.
She has to learn how to cook.
Well, then you know that Johnny Iozzini, he is a one of the judges on the show. Is he a judge or a host? Never seen the thing. Publication.
A judge.
Okay. He will. They will not be airing the remainder of the episodes of The Great American Baking Show.
So what happened to this guy now? All I can think of is I want some cupcakes or something. But what happened to this guy?
In light of allegations that recently came to our attention, ABC has ended its relationship with Johnny Iozzini and will not be airing the remainder of the episodes.
Wow.
They take these allegations very seriously. They violate their standards of conduct.
Right.
Who
Have
hasn't
you
read
those?
Oh, man.
Thank you.
I read ABC's
Thank
standards
you.
Of conduct daily.
I mean, you beat me with the PBS
I know,
one,
right?
ABC, come on now.
By the way, that show I've been watching because they have
Why didn't that surprise me?
Okay, guys, calm down. Oh, okay, thank you. But the build-up that they did, because you know the ABC does the 25 Days of Christmas, blah, blah,
of course 24. They do.
Really? You guys, am I the only one that watches like cable TV?
No, yes.
No.
What's cable
I just,
TV?
I said I.
Who's got cable?
Anyways, that is really interesting because
he's turning into you and not listening to the show. I don't understand.
It's contagious. It's an illness, really.
The way that they push that show because it was like the show to watch, and now they're not going. I want to know who wins.
They are.
I'm already invested in it.
Right.
They are going to announce the winner at a later date
online. The winner of the baking show was Millie Willie. Yeah.
And they gave him a nice spot on the lineup. It was it was a good spot.
Yeah. Here's the good news. Episodes of The Great Christmas Light Fight and CMA Country Christmas will take its place this weekend next.
Oh, okay, that's good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
No, you don't the Great Christmas Light Fight?
They're not even
going to
put the shows up on demand, right? I mean, the show's gone.
They are ending their relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know what Johnny Iozzini did, but...
What did he do?
I don't know. Did it have anything to do with Sam?
It may have had to do with Sam.
If it did, we'll let you know. All right, so I hate to get serious on you, but this is what ends up happening.
I know.
In Kentucky, a lawmaker there accused of sexually assaulting a teenage girl in 2013 died in a probable suicide yesterday, a day after he denied the allegations.
Very sad.
This is what's going to start happening now.
Very sad. I hope it does not.
This is what happens when you start blaming people and there's no proof and you get judged in the court of public opinion. It's just Republican State Representative
Dan
Johnson.
So much better ways to deal with things than ending one's life.
He was found dead of a single gunshot wound near Mount Washington. The coroner said he drove onto a bridge in a rural area south of Louisville, parked and shot himself in front of his car. He left a note on his social page.
Yeah.
It is a rambling note. We'll tweet out a link to the story.
So distraught.
Allegations are out there. You decide. Do we have that the photo that I sent in earlier? I told you
to stop sending that photo, Brad.
It's the couple.
I don't think they have it. Pull it up on your computer. You have it on your computer?
Do I have it? Yes,
no,
I have it.
Do they have it? No, he just told me they don't have it.
Oh, they don't have it. Jiminy Christmas, people.
Chris told me earlier. Never mind.
Well, fine.
He's the director of stuff.
He is the director of stuff.
Oh, okay. It's a legal thing. We can't put it up.
Oh. Well, then I'm not going to tell you about it. We're going to move on to the 10 worst.
Boy, I want to know about the photo.
Uh-huh. How's that
what
for
What do you
a tease?
Mean there's no courtesy?
I can't tell you about that.
Pull it on your laptop. It'll be fine if you pull it up on your laptop.
Just tell me about the stupid photo.
It's a longer story. We'll get to it later.
Throw the bell at it. Here's your damn bell.
Let's talk about the 10 worst television shows of 2017. Because I want to know if you've seen
Is The Morning Blaze one of them?
No. Is this a TV show?
Partially.
Marvel's Inhumans. And this is according to Ken Tucker.
Well,
who
Ken
is
Tucker
over
knows
at Yahoo.
Exactly what he's talking about.
He used to be, do it at the Herald Examiner. He used to be a national movie critic.
Oh, well, really?
And now he's at Yahoo. And now you know
Things
why.
Things are obviously going really well for Ken Tucker.
Marvel's Inhumans. Have you seen
I haven't seen, and I'm everything comic books, and I saw one episode and it was like,
They say it's the worst. They say it's the worst, or he does anyway. Wisdom of the Crowd. That's on CBS.
I don't even know what that is.
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, Jeremy Piven.
He was the guilty, egotistical. It sounds really boring. Valor is on the CW. It comes in at number 7.
Yeah, there's too many other good police SWAT teams.
Have you
out
seen
there.
That?
Valor?
Yeah.
Just a preview.
Never heard of it.
He puts Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Really?
Yeah. I'm over it. It's because I'm over it. It's the same stuff.
That's what he said. It's just a rehash of everything else. I'm Dying Up Here on Showtime.
I was thinking of the Netflix one. Netflix has a rotating one now, too, that has a few comedians that are...
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of the comedy shows now that... I mean, there's only so many funny people in the world.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And let's face it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
Friends from College on Netflix.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either. I've seen it in the Quay.
In the
Chris
Quay.
Says it's horrible.
In the Quay.
Okay.
It's up on the Quay. Yeah,
of course
Netflix.
It is. Top of the Lake, China Girl on the Sundance Film Channel.
Because we all frequent the Sundance Film Channel.
Sundance Channel. They've got a lot. They do have some stuff on there that's worth watching. I couldn't tell you one right now, but they do.
I Love Dick.
Say again.
I Love Dick. Insufferably Full of Itself, its supposed satire of pretentious artists.
See, I even gave the stupid bell.
You're welcome.
Okay, you happy?
Catherine Hahn was in it. Griffin Dunn. Kevin Bacon was in it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, Kevin needs some money. I mean, he's still working, and he and the wife, what's her name?
Sedgwick.
Kara Sedgwick. They had to start working again.
They were Bernie Madoff clients.
Yeah, they were Madoff clients.
Were they really?
Yes, they were.
Oh, my God.
My ex-boss was a Madoff client.
Oh.
He would not come to the phone for a month.
I believe that.
I mean, he lost a lot of money.
Yeah, because Kara was doing the closer, and she got out of the closer, mm-hmm. which was a mistake. She shouldn't have kept. Mm-hmm. She kept that going because she needed the cash. So Kevin, they're out hurting big time.
Is he still alive, Madoff?
Who? Yeah, he's in prison.
I know he's in prison. I thought he didn't die in prison.
Apparently, he's really popular, too. He's like kind of like this, the old man who got away with it kind of thing, or didn't get away with it, but, you know, scammed a bunch of money, and he's popular in prison.
Thanks. You know who's paying for it, though, that's worth it? I just read an article on his wife. And his ex-wife, and she is, you know, she's just trying to live a quiet life.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, his entire family.
Did she change her name?
And she's living in an apartment in Connecticut, has the car, gets her hair done, you know, sees some friends, a couple of friends, but I mean, she's just like,
I didn't know anything.
Only a few people, well, and that's questionable too, but only a few people are let in, man.
Oh, I believe it. I've ruined her life too. Disjointed. That's number 2 on the list.
I'm sorry?
Disjointed.
Not bellworthy. What are you looking at me for?
It's the Kathy Bates show about she owns a pot shop.
Yes. And, you know, let me tell you something, okay? I know we're supposed to like Kathy.
That sounds like Jeff's story.
It's not good. I saw
an episode. I know we're supposed to like Kathy
Bates.
They've
got a laugh track.
She's the great, funny actress person, but it's bad.
This is horrible. It looks like a 70s sitcom.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's a three-camera shoot with a laugh track.
This is Netflix and just throwing money away. Oh, Kathy Bates wants to do something, give her some money.
Horrible.
As much money as they have, at least Amazon does have a little bit of, you know what, we're not going to do that.
Right.
They dump a lot of cash into the shows they do, but they don't just throw it in. Netflix pretends and has been pretending that they're kind of picky, mm-hmm. but in the past year they've not been because they want to benefit so much time into their own product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've gotten away now from... trying to, well, is that a good movie? Is that a good show? Do we want to put that on Netflix? They don't care.
Well, and there's
they care about producing their own product. Yeah. And so they've put so much money into producing their own product that some of their products are not that good.
You can only have so many hits. Number 1 on his list as worst show of 2017 is The Orville.
Really?
Which I totally disagree with. I think it's a great show.
I heard everyone that was great.
I love it.
In the beginning, I was a little like, but they got really good. I love it.
I've never been a Seth MacFarlane fan. I mean, I've seen him, Family Guy, and all those. I've just never been a big fan. I think he's doing a great job with this thing. It's a Star Trek. They call it a spoof. It's not really a spoof.
It's an homage.
It doesn't make fun of the show. It's real humans in space. I think it's I think it's a good show.
And a lot of the content tackles what's going on in today's world.
Yeah, and just
some
like
of the ridiculousness,
just like the original Star Trek did.
Mm-hmm.
They took on the headlines back then, and that's what he's doing. I think it's a good show. So Ken Tucker,
I'm excited for season 2.
On that one, and they've already renewed it for season 2. So those are your headlines today. You're welcome.
Wow.
Yeah. See.
Wow. I know you missed the ex-contractor, the guy who shut down Donald Trump's Twitter account.
Oh, yeah.
You remember,
oh,
when, yes. remember when he shut down?
The guy
left,
on the way out the door, he went, click.
Left. Yeah, he said, look, I've done a few things wrong.
Did he? He didn't specifically admit to that?
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, I've done a few things wrong. Don't worry about it. And I'm sorry.
Oops.
But actually, that was a deal with Twitter, right? That Twitter messed up and thought that they had disengaged that the way that he shut people down, and they didn't. And so he was like, okay, I'm leaving, and they don't know that I can do this. Off. Out the door.
They need to talk to our IT guys.
Right.
Click.
Right. They most definitely do.
It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out blazewildrice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag what I learned today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.